land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, January 15th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. On New Year's Day, I was on the mic doing the show, and I laid out my plan, the one I had been working on in my head. I had been strategizing. I outlined. I created a mission statement. And I laid out everything we needed to do at the local county level. Now, it was kind of interesting because I was led to go down to Grand Rapids on Tuesday, January 9th, and attend the Kent County Stand Up Michigan meeting. Michael Farage had been the chapter chairman, president of Stand Up Michigan Kent County for 3 years. They have over 700 members. It's the largest chapter. It also happens to be Tammy Clark, the vice president of Stand Up Michigan, her home county. Well, they had developed a plan of their own, perhaps not listening to my show on New Year's Day. But her and Ron Armstrong has been working on this plan for over a year that they rolled out at that meeting that we drove through a snowstorm to get to. Ended up spending the night at a hotel. We did the show. Miss Vicky, Mr. Snoop, and I did the show the next morning, Wednesday the 10th, before we headed back. Now, here is the main points of the plan. And I think it was God's divine plan for us to do it this way, because obviously he knew what was coming with this civil war between the pegophiles and the legitimate Michigan GOP. Well, guess what? We're not going to rely on the Michigan GOP this year to fund the candidates we, the people, want elected in our counties. There's 83 counties in the state of Michigan. I'm going to be delivering this message to all 83 counties. God knows how. I don't. I just told them to use me as a vessel to get the information out there. You guys run with this. I'm going to share it. You guys are going to work it. Tonight is the Sheboygan County Republican Party meeting, as well as Antrim County tomorrow night and Presqu'ile on Thursday night. This is the overview. This is the big picture. Each county must put together a vetting committee. That's why I told you on January 1st, New Year's Day show 2 weeks ago today, that you had to go to migop.org. You need to go to county chairs. You need to go to your county. You need to get the email address to your county chairman. Send him an email and say, I want to join the party this year. I want to pay my dues for this year. I want to be part of the party. And then maybe you want to be part of this vetting committee that every county's going to do. And they're going to do it this month. January. This is mandatory, folks. This has got to be done this month before Wednesday, January 31st. You will form a vetting committee. What the heck is a vetting committee? What is their mission statement? What are they going to be charged with doing? Well, I'm going to explain that in the next segment. We're going to break this down step by step. Take notes, get out a piece of paper and pencil. This is the plan for 2024. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be back.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road.
Ah, my favorite truck driving song. No end in sight. The Amazing Rhythm Aces. Love that song. The plan of 2024. is we the people are going to do this at the local level, county by county. I told you the part of the plan on January 1st, New Year's Day show, you needed to go to the website, migop.org, go down and click on county chairs. Every county chair is listed there with an email address. Copy it, send them an email. My name is Randy Bishop, and I want to join the party. Please send me the membership form, either by email that I can print out, fill out, and mail back to you, or if I can do it online on your website if you have one, or send it to me by mail. Here's my street address, mailing address. Here's my phone number. Oh, by the way, is my precinct, my township, city, or village full for precinct delegates? If not, I'd like to come to the February 15th county convention and be elevated to fill an empty vacant seat to be a precinct delegate for my neighborhood, my area. I want to be a precinct delegate elevated at February 15th county convention, if possible. Constructive notice, Mr. Chairman, Mrs. Chairman, I am going to be on the ballot August 6th for precinct delegate. Trucker Randy's going to tell us when to submit our affidavits of identity to our clerks, and I'm going to be on the ballot August 6th. I'm getting out of the stands, I'm getting onto the field, I'm putting on a uniform, and I'm going to help this year. That's how important this year's election is. For the first time in my life, I will be on the ballot. People will see my name on Election Day, 9 days before Election Day. Absentee voters will see my name. Most likely, if I vote for myself and my wife votes for me, I'll probably get elected to be a precinct delegate to your county party. I'm going to be part of it. I'm going to have input. Because I listen to Trucker's show and I'm learning about all the things happening. I'm learning about this turmoil going on within the Republican Party, this civil war. Well, I don't care about the Michigan GOP. I don't care about the RNC. I care about winning locally. I want my candidates elected in August 6th. The people that I support, the people I want to get elected, that's where I want the resources to go to. So, what is going to be my message? You must form a vetting committee this month. The vetting committee can be made up of however many people you want, but the bottom line, it must be an odd number of people. 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, I don't care. You will look at the August 6th ballot. Who's going to be on our ballot in our county for August 6th primary? You're going to vet the candidates. You're going to call them. You're going to put them on speakerphone in front of the vetting committee members, and you're going to ask them questions pertinent to you and your county. For every seat. Now, when it comes to the U.S. Senate, comes with a little caveat. These candidates must obtain at least a minimum of 15,000 valid signatures in order to be on the ballot. Most of them are collecting 25,000 to 30,000 just to be safe. Once the signatures are submitted to the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson's office, they will be validated and will be announced that they're going to be on the ballot. When it comes to the U.S. Senate race, you need to give us four choices. Number one, our first choice in our county is this person. Let's say it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Second place vote, if she doesn't get the signatures, we want Michael Hoover elected. If he doesn't get the signatures, our third choice is, and you'll give your third choice, Nikki Snyder, whoever. Fourth choice. Absolutely the worst one we would want as a fourth choice might end up being, God only knows, whoever. Not my job to tell you who to support. I'm just saying, hypothetically, this is the outline. U.S. Senate race, first, second, third, and fourth choice based on signatures to put them on the ballot. They get them, you go with your first choice. If Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is your choice, she gets the signatures, that's who you want elected in your county. State representatives. Most of our district listening areas, most of the counties I'm talking to, Republicans are unopposed for right now, as far as what we know. My state rep, John Roth for the 104th, Ken Borton for the 105th, Neil Frisky has a challenger in the 107th. Some Yahoo, I don't even know who it is, I don't even know his name, I don't care. I'm totally supportive of Neil Frisky and the 100% conservative voting record he has. In the 106th, I've already publicly come out and personally endorse Todd Smallenberg. I'll still talk to Cam Cavett. I'll have him on the show. I'm looking forward to the debate in May at the Presque Isle County Republicans Reagan Day Dinner at the Conference Convention Center there in Posen. I believe it's May 11th. We'll be talking about it on Thursday night. Chairman Britsky's already said, I think it'd be a great opportunity for a debate between Cam Cavett and Todd Smallenberg. But you're going to be involved with your county party. You're going to email the chair. You're going to get a membership form. You're going to pay your dues. You're going to become a paid member of your local county party now. And you're going to go to their monthly meetings this month. Tonight, Sheboygan County, 6:30, Mullett Township Hall. Tomorrow night, Antrim County, the church there in Ellsworth. Thursday night, Presque Isle County starts at 6. Vicki and I are going to get there at 5 o'clock for dinner at the Lighthouse Restaurant in Rogers City. I'm going to be talking to Mackinac, Chippewa. I'm going to be talking to lots of folks. We're going to record the presentation, upload it, send it as an MP3. No, you know what? Not an MP3. That's audio podcast, Randy. I'm actually going to create a YouTube video of it. Send out the link. Stand Up Michigan may choose to put it on their standupmichigan.com website. This information is going to every county, all 83, this month, January. You have your vetting committee. You vet the candidates. You call them on the phone after going to their website, checking out their website, checking out their campaign issues. You decide who you want to get elected. You submit it to me. I forward it to Tammy Clark, copying your chair, your vice chair, your secretary and treasurer. I will connect you guys. She wants me to be the funnel. She doesn't want to get a bunch of massive emails in duplicate from a bunch of people. It comes to me. I forward it to her. I CC you guys on it. Now you're directly hooked to her. She has the chair, the vice chair, the secretary and treasurer's email address, and she's got your county report. This is your vetting committee's decision. She's then, with Ron Armstrong, going to forward it to these outside organizations, Freedom Works, Heritage Foundation, Turning Point USA's PAC, the Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity, as well as all of their email list of donors. They will find out who your chair is, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. They will see who you want elected in your county, and they will send you money for the county party to do what they need to do to get those candidates elected as Republican parties. You can help get Republicans elected. We're not violating any 501c4 status, IRS nonprofit status, because I'm doing this through the Antrim County Conservative Union. Tammy Clark's doing it through Stand Up Michigan. You guys will be dealing directly with these large donor groups. We will get this funded at the local county level. Don't care about the Michigan GOP. If they end up having extra money they can throw at the U.S. Senate race for the November election, good. God bless them. But us counties are not going to rely on anybody but ourselves and Stand Up Michigan's network that they've put together for us. We're not endorsing. We are saying these are the people that we vetted, and these are the people we feel as a form of a voter guide need to be educated to the general public, and we're going to raise money to get that message out. Candidates, you're going to be vetted by 83 counties. You don't like it? Too bad, so sad, sucks to be you. Mike Rogers, Peter Meyer, James Craig, I doubt if they'll even respond to the vetting committee's surveys. Why? Because they're so arrogant, they think they have the name recognition and that they're going to win the popular vote of the sheeple people come August 6th. Well, I got news for you. Signs will be going up. Mailers will be going out. People will be knocking on doors and being trained on how to knock on doors by Michael Farage of Stand Up Michigan. He's worked doors before for Freedom Works and other people, and he's going to be out training you on how to knock on doors. And you're going to get out of your comfort zone. You're going to get some exercise. You're going to get walking lists, and you're going to be told to go talk to people. You're not soliciting. You're canvassing. According to our qualified voter files, 8 people at this address are registered to vote. Is that true? Who are the 8? Well, Jim and Susan Palmer. Palmers? We bought the house from them 10 years ago. They don't live here anymore. Oh, with your permission, I'll notify the clerk and get them removed from the qualified voter file. Is that okay with you? Absolutely. Wonder why we keep getting these absentee ballot applications from Jocelyn Benson for them. Well, what about this guy, Joe Dzinski? Joe Dzinski, he owned the house before the Palmers. He died 20 years ago. The guy was 80 years old when he sold it to the Palmers. Oh, okay, so we can take him off the list too? Yeah. Well, then who actually lives here that is voting age that's registered to vote? Well, me and my wife and our older daughter. She's back from college, and she is living with us and is registered to vote. So can I have those 3 names? Very good. Thank you very much. Oh, by the way, your local county Republican Party has endorsed these people through a vetting process. Not endorsed per se, according to the funding we've received, but we as a county party, we as a county party have the ability to endorse because we are a Republican Party. We can do it. And here's the list we kind of wish you'd research and look at and consider voting for in the August 6th primary. County parties can endorse. 501c4s cannot. We've got the plan. And when Tammy Clark invited Vicky and I to come down there on Tuesday the 9th, we didn't have any idea that we were going to do this.
We talked about it
on the way home on Wednesday. We decided to do it.
I'm here
last half hour today's show. We'll be right back.